Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to the Fat Lot of Good podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne. I'm very excited to tell you we've got a sponsor for the podcast listener, and it is, of course, F&F Clothing. Hello, F&F. We love you. I love this brand because they make clothing for women which will make you feel amazing and gorgeous. And good news is their clothing doesn't break the bank. Win-win. This week, I'm wearing their brilliant denim jeans. They fit beautifully over my curvy bum, and they are made in the most sustainable way. F&F are leading the way as one of the most sustainable brands in the UK. Their denim jeans are produced using less water, less energy, and less chemicals, all of which is better for the environment. This is excellent news, F&F. So go and grab some gorgeous denim from F&F today. Personally, I love their jeans and their denim pinafores. Super gorgeous. And the best news is you can get them in sizes 6 to 22. So go to your local Tesco Extra shop or shop online through next.co.uk and follow them on your social medias at F&F Clothing for their latest looks. All right, it's time for the podcast to begin. Hello and welcome to the Fat Lot of Good podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne. I am a comedian. I'm a writer. I'm one half of the Scummy Mummies. But you know what? I'm extra excited today, listener, because in the pod house we have Jules Von Hepp.
Yay!
That's how I usually introduce myself, just with a really high-pitched squeal.
Yes.
I think the inner 13-year-old girl that's bottled within me just screams every time I'm excited.
Hello! Jules Von Hepp, you are many wonderful things. You are human sunshine. I like this. But you're a tanner to the stars. You do tanning, man.
Yeah.
And you are the man behind the amazing self-tan brand, Isle of Paradise. Wow.
Thank you very much. What an accolade. Thank you. Yes, so if you are unfamiliar with these dulcet tones, I have been a spray tanner for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So if you imagine how many bodies I have seen, my career is just a sea of pubic hair, nipples, rolls, and just loveliness. It's just been a complete whirlwind.
Oh, my God. And you get paid money to do this. Like, you're not paying money to see tits. People pay you to show them yours.
Honestly, it's a shame I'm a homosexual. It's such a waste.
Who knew? And also, I forgot to say, one of the most important things about you, you were one half of the Jules and Sarah podcast and one half of the Wobble podcast.
Yes, yes.
Which are a joy. They're like a delicious cake for your ears.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, Jules and Sarah is just one of those lovely projects that we just want to make people feel good. And I think both Sarah and I, our whole brand ethos, we're two individuals, but both of us agree on the same message of whatever you're doing, whatever we're doing, let's make sure that at the end you feel amazing.
Yeah. And that's what, yes, I adore the podcast. So of course, subscribe to our podcast, but do subscribe to theirs. And it's weekly too, isn't it?
Jules and Sarah is twice a week.
Yes.
And then Wobble is a series all about body confidence and mental health. So there's a whole wealth of information for you and lovely interviews. You were our first guest.
Oh, it was an absolute treat and a treasure to be on your podcast. We said lots of naughty things. It was absolutely delicious.
I believe you spilt a bagel all down you on the way to that interview, which I really enjoyed and was thinking about today on the way. I was like, should I turn up with mustard down my top just you to add to it?
Yes, it is a little tribute. A little montage, a little, yes. But it is, Wobble is amazing. And you've had like really awesome hot guests on. You've had people like Felicity Haywood, one of my heroes.
Bryony Gordon. We've had amazing life coaches on. Gina Swire is one of my favorite interviews, and I don't know if you ever feel like this, but when you've done an interview, sometimes you forget what the other person has said. And
yeah.
Gina Swire for me of Wobble was one of those interviews I keep going back to whenever I'm having like a little mental health wobble or I'm just not feeling quite 100%.
Yeah.
I go back to that interview, listen, and it just resets me.
Yeah.
It's a really powerful conversation, and there are different episodes within Wobble that will take you on a journey, and they'll hit you at different points when you need them. And it's just... it's such a lovely wealth of self-love information.
Yes. And nice little bite-sized chunks, which I like. But you can binge on it for a couple of days. Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's talk about you, Jules, and your gorgeous body and bodies in general. So how are you feeling about your body at the moment?
I am feeling pretty good about my body, thank
Excellent.
You. That hasn't always been the case.
Yeah.
But today I feel great.
Excellent.
Sometimes I travel quite a lot with my work. So if you imagine being a spray tanner on a global level, I can be put on a plane very last minute. And so eating and looking after myself and drinking plenty of water, it all seems quite easy to do, but sometimes my routine can completely change overnight, so that's really hard to stay on top of it. And it's taken me a long time to learn how to keep my body feeling amazing through that. But today the sun is shining. I did yoga last night.
Oh my god,
I'm on this real like... It was actually Laura Thomas who really knocked some sense into me. And she said, you know, don't exercise to lose weight, just exercise to feel good. And I've been doing that, and it's made me just feel amazing.
It's a high like nothing else, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's, you know, for so long, I was so afraid of going to the gym, or I just would fall into comparison traps. And I'd look at other people's body, not necessarily when I was doing spray tanning, but more when I was in a gym trying to work out and achieve what I thought was deemed the perfect body.
Yeah.
And that really sent me down this rabbit hole of I should look like that. And it's only through realizing that I'm never going to look like that. I'm always going to look like this. There's no magic wand that turns your body into the body of your dreams. You just have what you are given.
Yeah.
And actually, when I connected my mind to my body and realized that it's just all about having fun and just about feeling the fun, and then actually, like, I love my body more.
That is a wonderful thing. We should sell, I mean, you sell wonderful tanning products. You need to sell that kind of sunshine, that kind of feeling as well. But you do that through your gorgeous things. I love wearing Isle of Paradise. Is it called the Disco
the
Tan?
The Instant Body Bronzer, the Disco Tan. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell I name these products Disco. I was like, I know what we'll call this, Disco. I was like, I can see Diana Ross in the campaign. I can see like glitter balls. My business partners were like, we'll just, we don't even think we can afford Diana Ross at this stage.
Yeah, not today.
But tanning is such an interesting career because I never wanted to be a spray tanner. It was just one of those careers that found me. And I met Nicola Joss, who is a very famous facialist. She has a wealth of A-list celebrity clients. And she said to me on a shoot, I think you would be amazing at spray tanning. And I was like, spray tanning? Are you joking me? I'm not going to be a spray tanner, because I had this whole image of just Towie and Geordie Shore. And I was like, that's just not my vibe.
Yeah.
And she said, but you have what it takes to change that. And I don't know if you know my career history, but I'll give you it in a rundown. So I got scouted by a makeup artist called Natalia Nair, who took me onto The X Factor. I then did the tans on Little Mix for a couple of months after that, and then got poached by Strictly Come Dancing. So I did all the spray tans on Strictly for 3 years. And if you imagine the amount of celebrities on Strictly, you then pick them up as clients. And it's almost like being a tan dealer. The number gets passed around, and you just become a celebrity spray tanner. But then the global celebrities start finding out, and you start being flown around the world. And the thing is, anybody can give a good spray tan. It's just logic. But I believe that I get booked because I like to give a boost of glow from the outside, but also the inside. And I listen to problems. I listen to how somebody's feeling about their body. You know, imagine when you come for a spray tan. And I don't know if you've ever been for a spray tan before, but you walk in and it's you and a stranger and you take your kit off and then you stand there. The stranger hasn't bought you dinner or a margarita or anything.
No.
And then you just get hosed.
Yeah.
And so there's this kind of like surreal moment where you have to connect with someone extremely quickly. And it's my job. I'm not going to stand there and be all awkward while I've got a naked body with me. I have to be like, join me, like, let's be on this together and let's like connect as a human being. And also it really helped me with my own body confidence. I suffered really badly with anorexia and self-harm through my teenage years, and falling into spray tanning and working with naked bodies day in, day out, and realizing that every single body is different actually made me realize that my body is no different from anybody else's.
Yeah.
And what I was perceiving and the image that I had created of idealism didn't exist. And actually, I realized that my body is beautiful, and I'm really grateful to have my body, because I was judging somebody. If, like, imagine, so you're naked when you come for a spray tan, earrings come off, your trend lipstick comes off, your designer handbag goes down, your shoes come off, your hair goes up in a turban. Mm. So I just see your bare naked body.
Yeah.
And that's when I actually see the true person. And what makes you a true person is what's on the inside.
Yeah.
You know, did you offer me a cup of tea when I arrived? Did you give me a hug when I arrived?
I didn't.
No, not you right now. I was late. There's no judgment. Also, your clothes. Don't worry about it. But that's what makes you a true person. The richness of who you are from the inside to the outside.
Yeah.
And then from that, it drove me to deliver Isle of Paradise in the way that it has been delivered as a body posy brand, because as a spray tanner, when you are then going into being a brand founder, you suddenly realize, you go, oh right, I have such a possibility and a moment and a platform to change the way that people, women especially, are seeing their bodies. And I remember standing in a shop and I was like trying to think of like campaigns and trying to get inspiration, and I looked, and I went on social media, I looked at everything, like all the naked bodies that I was being shown, and I just thought, nobody looks like the clients that I'm tanning.
Yeah.
The bodies that I'm seeing, and even the campaigns that I was doing, you know, I've worked on Versace campaigns, I've worked on Monsoon campaigns, I've worked on big fashion campaigns, did lots of like runway shows, but those bodies are amazing, but they really equate to 0.1% of how the bodies that I was staring at in my tanning booth.
Mm.
And I thought, if somebody's buying a tanning product, they're going to apply it in front of the mirror naked. So why, when they're picking it up off the shelf, are they being shown a body that doesn't look like theirs?
Yeah.
It just was like completely alien to me. And also the way that we use social media, and why should we be fed this complete mirage of what real bodies looks like?
Mm.
And really, I'm one of the very few people who is lucky enough to know what real bodies look like. So that's why Isle of Paradise is so body posy, because it comes from my whole career.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just fed to you, again, by this ideal, unreachable kind of image.
It doesn't exist, though. Like, I've worked with Victoria's Secret girls. I've worked with Kardashians. I've worked with the Delevingnes. Like, everybody from all walks of life has body confidence and body posy issues, whether it's positive or negative. People, nobody wakes up in the morning and goes, I love every inch of myself. It's just not human.
No.
Like, we're prone to compare and we're prone to think negative thoughts, but it's about training those negative thoughts, minimizing them, and turn them into a positive.
Absolutely. And I just remember, because I was there at Jules's launch in this gorgeous, gorgeous thing. Was it Soho or Fitzrovia? A lovely sort of warehousey thing.
Yeah, it was very cool, actually.
It was
yeah,
so cool. There was a DJ. But yeah, I just remember, because we did a little shoot with gorgeous Sarah Powell and Lauren Mann and Lorna Lux. And I just remember you telling me, like, everybody apologizes. As soon as they're naked in front of me, they'll apologize for something. And I was like, oh, that's you know, that's so sad. And then you're like, oh, well, I'm going to tan you now. And then as soon as I got my kit off, I was like, oh, sorry, I haven't shaved my legs. Instantly. And I was like, what have I done? That is the first thing that I did as soon as I took my clothes off. I apologized. And I was like, but I was thinking, oh, I'm so body positive and I've got this, you know. But it is ingrained in you, like, oh, I'm not this and I'm not that, instead of what I am.
And it's just a little, it's a little trick that when you realize that you're doing it, the next time you're asked to undress for something or the next time you're going for an appointment, just don't apologize and keep telling yourself, don't apologize, don't apologize, don't apologize.
Bite your lip.
Yeah. And it's really funny because, you know, Annie Mack taught me that she once said to me, you look so good, Jules. And I said, no, I don't. I'm tired. Like, I feel really bloated. And she went, but I've just told you, you look good. Take the compliment.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, you're so right. And so I then started to trickle that through into my treatments. And I'd say to people, I love your eyes. You've got such nice skin. No, I haven't asked. And I'd say to them, that's my view.
Yeah.
Don't completely disregard it. And once you actually show people what they're doing, then I think the eyes widen and you see actually reality for what it is, that we shouldn't apologize for our bodies. There's nothing wrong with how we look, and individuality is beautiful, and none of us will look the same because it's DNA.
Yeah.
Like, we're never going to have the same body. And, you know, like, you're not supposed to have an ass like that or legs like that or arms like that because that person has different DNA. Like, it's just the way that it is.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so funny that it was Woman's Hour last week. We're talking about the introduction of plastic surgery with young girls now, in that, and they were, not that they were blaming Love Island, but they were saying against the culture of Instagram and things like that, that young girls are now having lip fillers and boob jobs, and they're young, but they want to have the Instagrammable body, and they look, and it's just, I don't know how you feel about it, because you've seen bodies with
I've seen everything.
You have seen everything.
I've seen,
you're like the encyclopedia of women's bodies.
Yeah, amputees, elderly skin, disabled clients, but also clients who've had more surgery than you could ever imagine. I had one client who had half her fat frozen in Dubai, and she would live here and go back and have her fat pumped out of her ass and put it into her hands. And it was kind of crazy to watch, actually, because I think surgery is each to their own. And if it makes you feel better, then you do you, babe.
Yeah.
But I think there's a thing, like, I always give advice to friends who are getting tattoos. Mm. I have lots of tattoos, and I say, you know, just wait a year between each tattoo, because what you might want at one point, you might not want in a year.
Yeah.
So I think if I had a daughter, I don't, but I would say just wait between operations and surgeries and see how you go. I think if it makes you feel better, that's up to you. Stay in your own lane.
Yeah.
Me personally, I can't ever see me getting an ass lift, to be honest. I'm quite happy with how it looks.
Oh, I love a squidgy bottom
as
well.
It's a peach. It's a little peach.
It is. It's lovely. Now, one of the things I love about your Instagram is not only you're always posting lovely, positive things, but you're also posting about your vulnerability and about how you feel and how some days things get too much. Is that important to you, to show all the shades, all the colours of the rainbow across?
100%. I think the spectrum needs to be displayed, because I have a position in the industry where I am a global brand founder, and I go to dinners now where I'm sat next to really famous hairdressers and really famous makeup artists, and I just think, okay, well, I'm now in this really weird world.
Yeah.
And I'm a great believer in use your position for good. I'm very open about my mental health. I'm open about my history, and I think when you go down to the bottom through life, it's important to realize that you can come out the top. When I was 18, and I'm very open about this, I was incredibly unhappy. I was self-harming probably every single day. And I took myself down that route of suicidal thoughts. I was writing letters, like planning how I was going to end it. And I remember at that point, I didn't have anyone to look at. I didn't have anything to show me that there was another way. So for me now, the joy of social media is that I can be very open and I can talk about things like this, because somebody might listen who may be feeling the same, or somebody might have a friend who has a friend who's listening. And who knows? Little words here and there can change the way that someone thinks. Mm. And it's important to use the life that you've been given for good and help each other along, because it's not easy. It's not easy. And like, I'm never going to be, I can't be a body positive advocate without saying, I've been through my fair whack of stuff, babes. Yeah, I've had it hard. Like, I know how it feels to stand in front of the mirror and scrutinize your body. I know how that feels.
Mm.
But I also know how to change that and how to get yourself out of that mindset. I've written a downloadable tool that's called Get Body Posy. And within this is four key principles of how you can take yourself from hating your body to loving your body more. So comparison is such a demon. And I work very closely with Lucy Sheridan on this, who, Lucy Sheridan, if you don't follow her on Instagram, press pause, go and follow.
Immediately do this.
I mean, sit down for it because it's quite the feed. But she teaches you to not compare your body to anybody else. So many times I would have clients come to me in the booth and say, can you make me look like Kate Moss? And I was like, this is a tanning gun, not a wand. Like, why don't you want to look like yourself?
Yeah.
Because what I see is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Also, self-love every day. Why does self-love have to be this special thing?
Mm.
Why, I write self-love lists at the start of every week and just make yourself pepper it in and it's going to make you happier.
Yeah. I do. I love you. Just go, stop, pause. Go to Jules's Instagram and just look at his lists. They're just beautiful with your lovely, you make them all gorgeous. Anyway, sorry.
I know, I love colouring in.
Yes, that's what I'm trying
to
say.
But it's cathartic. It's cathartic. And I believe that by sharing this, like, I'm putting these out to the universe and just saying, this is what I want this month. This is what I want. Or this is what I'm going to achieve this week. Like, it can be little things like cook a new recipe or book yourself a hair appointment or do the dry cleaning. Like, those are acts of self-love because you are looking after yourself. And once you realize that that is a self-love list, then you start to realize all the nice things that you're doing for yourself. Or maybe you realize that you're not doing lots of nice things for yourself and maybe you need to feed that into your life a little bit more. Acceptance is a huge principle and a huge pillar within body posy. I think standing in front of the mirror and accepting that this is the body that you've got. A really nice trick to do this is to close your eyes and to just feel your body. And remember that your body isn't what it's going to be forever. Every single day it's going to change. So accept that today, right now, at this very moment, your body is exactly how it's supposed to be. Comparing your body to the past is such a pothole to fall into. And that's why I don't have time lapse or whatever it's called, where it springs back up and it's like, this is what you looked like 10 years ago. And you're like, what a kick in the teeth. Like, I don't want to see this.
Don't do that to me.
No, I don't need to see that.
No.
So don't look back, always look forward. Don't compare yourself to the past and accept your body for how it is now. It doesn't mean, every Monday I do Body Posy Monday and we have a conversation about body positivity and I try and unpick followers' problems. And a lot of the time it's, I feel fat. I feel fat. I don't like my body. I hate my thighs or I hate how my body looks after having children. And I keep trying to hammer in the message that, you know, this is just how your body is today.
Yeah.
This isn't how you're going to be forever.
Yeah.
If you want to work out more, if you want to change things, you can change things, but don't start the journey hating because that's not the right way to go. Start a journey, the journey of life, just with love. And the moment I realized that I had to love my body, everything became a lot more fun.
It unlocks the door a bit, doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh, it swings it wide open and puts the dry ice on the floor and lets me walk through.
It's like Live at the Apollo when you come out with the dry ice and your name is in lights. It's Jules' time.
I totally want to be raised up. You know, when they come through the hole in the floor.
Oh my God, I went to Spice Girls a couple of weeks ago and when they came up onto...
Did you come up?
Oh my God. I've come down since. Oh, my God, I just screamed the whole... Oh, that was just... Yes, but just seeing the Spices come up through the floor, I think you have to make that happen. For some kind of Isle of Paradise birthday celebration, either come out of a cake or come out of the floor.
Side note, this is a great story. I once met Mary Berry at Strictly when she was getting into a cake.
Shut up.
Literally, it's one of the best stories I've ever had. When
you can
anyone
dine
said,
out on that,
and she did.
For people who haven't seen the Scummy Mummies live show, Ellie and I have a sex section where we say give sex tips for parents, and we say we'll spice it up with a bit of role play. And Ellie plays Jeff Goldblum, and I play Mary Berry, and we have masks, and Ellie does me from behind. It's erotic. Anyway,
an image that will never leave some of the audience, I feel.
Exactly right. Anyway, how did we get down that wormhole? Anyway.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
So if any of what I've just said about body posse rings true to you, please go to the Isle of Paradise website and download Get Body Posse. It's a free downloadable tool. It's written by me and my journey and how I've overcome my body issues and how you can do little things within your week that will make you feel better and will just help you along the way of body posse.
Excellent, excellent. Before we get into the quick fire round and I unleash you to go off and tan more celebrities, Jules, how do you do a good self-tan? Because I think there's lots of virgins out there. And I've only since meeting Jules, I've got into it. But how do you do a good self-tan?
Okay, so it's important to remember that with tan, you are not going to go orange. So don't, everything you thought you knew about tan, just chuck it in the bin and start again. Ease yourself in. If you've never tanned yourself before, start with a gradual tan or start with some drops that you add into your moisturizer and it turns your moisturizer into tan. It might sound scary, but it's a really simple way to start. Tiny things and key points, always exfoliate. It creates a really even skin surface for the tan to go onto. It will also mean that the tan will fade nice and evenly, so you won't be a patchy Pamela.
No one wants that.
Apply using your hands or a mitt. It's up to you. If you use your hands after use and wash in between your fingers and wash your nails. After you've applied your tan, moisturize your hands and your feet. This is a very pro tip, and it will stop it from clinging to the knuckles.
Oh.
Put a towel on the back of the door and rub your knuckles and rub your wrists on the towel, and it will buff all of this area. With tan, less is more.
Okay.
Remember, the whole reason that you're using tan is to look like you've been on holiday, to look glowy, to look natural.
Yeah.
You're not using it to look like you've been and bought a bottle of tan.
Right, yeah.
And that's the whole reason why Isle of Paradise works. It's so natural looking.
Mm.
Don't have really hot showers after you've applied your tan. Just have cool showers. It will stay on your skin for longer. And just learn from your mistakes. The first time you did a blow down your hair, the first time you did your eye makeup, you probably fudged it up a bit.
Yeah.
And it's the same with tan, but just learn each time. Tanning is all about logic.
Yeah.
On Tuesdays, if you struggle, on Tuesdays, I do a Q&A on Isle of Paradise. Come and ask me some questions and I will give you the answers.
Excellent, excellent. It's almost like you've done this before.
I know anyone would think this is my career.
Slick. And what are the handles for Isle of Paradise and your good self?
So I'm at Jules Von Hepp and it's at the Isle of Paradise.
Excellent, excellent. All right, we're going to go into the quick fire round, Jules.
I'm glad I'm sat down.
Good, good. It's going to go off. Okay, let's go. What makes you feel sexy?
Body oil.
Ooh, I like that. Any in particular?
Herbivore.
Okay, nice. What's your most favourite thing to put in your body?
To put in my body?
Yeah, in your body.
I love green smoothies if I'm having a day where I feel a little bit wobbly. Mm-hmm. But I love pizza.
Correct. And what variety of pizza would you go for? What's your favourite topic?
I'd always lean into a bit of goat's cheese.
Oh, yeah. Bit of caramelised onion.
That's, yeah,
that's
yeah.
A scattering of feta.
Pine what, nut.
Oh, yes. Hello. What's your most embarrassing body moment?
My most embarrassing body moment. I think it's always embarrassing when you have to go to an STI clinic.
Yes.
That's never a pleasant situation.
No, it's not.
I'd go there.
I was once being tested for it. I was in an STI clinic when I was at uni, and the lady was checking me downstairs, and guess what song came on the radio? I'm horny, 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 horny. I was like, this is the most inappropriate song to play.
I bet it dried you up in no time. Another embarrassing
like
body...
Like a mollusk.
Another embarrassing body moment, actually, is I was on a one-night stand with a guy in my shower, and he told me, he said, you're much chubbier with your clothes off.
How dare he?
So that at that moment, I was quite embarrassed at that moment.
Oh, my God. That's not a nice thing to say. Get out.
I know, exactly.
He did not become your the love of your life.
I never saw him again.
Get out.
Bye. Didn't even book him an Uber. God.
Oh, no, just go. Just go. Fat facts. Did you know that humans are the only species known to blush? So no, we're the only ones on the planet who blush. And I think that is such a reflection on us about our self-awareness, isn't it?
There's something also about blushing. When you blush on the outside, there's part of your body somewhere on the inside that blushes as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's your stomach. So there's a reason.
Oh,
wow. I read it once. I'll have to fact check this.
Oh, my God. Just make it up. Because you would see so much blushing in what you do. Because, I mean, that's one of the reactions people do or have when they go in the nude, isn't it? They start feeling embarrassed.
Shyness.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Lots of shyness.
And blotches and all sorts of things. They're all wonderful. The Hall of Fat Fame. I'm collecting wonderful people we can put in our Hall of Fame. Who would you put? Who inspires you?
For my body?
Yes.
Bryony Gordon.
Oh, my God. Excellent.
Bryony Gordon really inspires me in so many ways, but I think even I tan her. I've seen her body. I've been with it countless times.
You can get lost in that woman's bosoms, by the way. They are
terrific.
Sumptuous.
They're terrific.
Sumptuous
but
bosoms.
But I just love her real outlook on the ups and downs of life and how her body has got her from start to finish. And I fucking love the fact that she ran a marathon in her underwear and went on live television in her underwear. I'm just like in child's pose for her.
Yeah, no, she's magnificent. And finally, it is called Fatspiration. What is your mantra or what are the words that you live by?
Acceptance.
Yeah.
Body acceptance. I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. Mm. And like I said before, where you are right now, where you are on this journey doesn't mean it's where you're going to be in a year. It doesn't mean it's where you're going to be in 5 years. So just be really grateful for the life that you've been given and enjoy the fruitfulness of life that your body allows you to live.
Amen. Well, that's the end. Thank you, Jules. You've been delicious and wonderful. Do follow Jules online. And where is Isle of Paradise available from?
You can buy Isle of Paradise in Boots, also on ASOS, Feel Unique, Pretty Little Thing. The list is endless. Sephora, if you're listening in America.
And in Australia, we have lots of Aussie listeners. Can you get it in?
Mecca.
Yes! I love Mecca. I could just empty my bank account in Mecca and go and do that, Australia. Now, one more plug, the tool. Tell us more about that.
Get Body Posse. You can download that from the Isle of Paradise website. It's free to download. It's a bite-sized chunk. You can read it on a commute. You can read it time and time again. You can print it off if you want. Use Works Office Ink. Go for it. Use that printer. Print it in colour. But if you're feeling a little bit wobbly, if you want a boost of confidence, if you just want to feel better in your body, go there, enjoy it, and let me know how you get on.
Excellent. Well, that's it. The podcast must end. Actually, I should say a massive big thank you to our sponsor, F&F Clothing, who I absolutely adore. Thank you to producer Emma. The jingles were by Simon Toner and the music was by John Thorne. That's right, my brother. Okay, thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.